Creator God, you make good things. You make stars and dirt, and somehow you weave them together. You say the heavens and the flesh are not so far from one another, and we pray holy promises that you are with us, that you are near. We pray we might know love, a love more radical and kind and good than what we have known or often even imagined for ourselves. We ask that you meet us in ways that are more than we dare ask for, that you dream with us so that our dreams stretch to such horizons that we know there is no other way than through your Spirit that these dreams will take on flesh and walk upon the earth. Creator God, you bring each person here. Each week we come before you. The gravity of our need pulls us to one another and orients us to you, and we sing out, "We are in need." We kneel as an offering of all we are, but also because kneeling is the truth, an acknowledgement that what we have to give is good but will never be enough. You meet us here. Stars shine, the world turns, battles rage, immigrants are denied entry, social media posts depict realities that defy conscience. We don't want to open our phones again. We don't want to see the latest image or video clip, hear the latest raised and hate-crazed voice. We are in the dust and on our knees. We carry burns and scars, hopes long deferred or denied, and we cry out and ask, "Where are you, God?" And you speak to us at the exact point where our knees grind into the earth. In our stillness and in our rage, you meet us without words, but with tears. You take our face into your hands. Your eyes say everything we will ever need to know. That we are seen and held and understood and created. That we are loved and whole and can be that love to one another. That this love is the most true thing. That jobs change, people are hurt, we move across the world, our hearts get broken. We try to keep loving the people around us. We try to keep becoming more of love. You meet us in our hearts, and our hearts are in our bodies, and our bodies are right now on this hallowed ground, this weary, hallowed ground. And it is one cosmic breath over and over as we exhale our fears, exhale our self-concern, exhale our brokenness, despair, and the pain we see across the world, within our city, and in our very hearts. And then we breathe. Inhale. We say the pain is real, but our hope is more true. Your promises are more true. We inhale your vision of what is around us, of who is around us, of how we can be. How we can be individually and how we can be with one another. We inhale a new vision, new desires. Our bodies are where heaven dwells and walks. You, God, are not far away. You are not cold, aloof, or distant. You walk with the tender-hearted, the overlooked, the misunderstood. Those on the edge, those who are not sure if they will ever be healed. You say with a touch or a thought, "I will heal you." But even this healing is only for a time. You say, "I offer something more, a healing from your narrow vision, from pride and shallow concerns, and I invite you in. I invite you to breathe in the song of heaven, even as your feet are still upon this earth. God, you say, don't forget either one. Be steady in the in-between. Do not look so far ahead that you miss this moment, and do not be so consumed by the moment that you miss all that is to come. They are in a cosmic dialogue, and God, you want us in it too. You tell us there is a harmony attuned to exactly who you are. No one will take your place. I have designed you for just such a time as this and just such a melody, just such a resurrection as what is needed in this place. Amen.